Hello, my name is Sarah Brightman.
I'm Chip Davis of Mannheim Steamroller.
Hey everyone, we're Straight No Chaser.
Merry Christmas!
This is David Arkenstone.
Hi everyone, this is Leanne Rimes, and you're listening to The Sounds of Christmas.
Podcast.
Hi, I'm Ken Kessler, and welcome to The Sounds of Christmas podcast. If you're new to this podcast, I want to start by saying thanks for joining us. If you're not new, welcome back. Either way, I'm glad you're here. Now, to avoid any confusion, I want to start off by saying there won't be any music played here. This is a place for conversation. I'll talk about Christmas music and some related topics, sometimes by myself and sometimes with guests. If you're looking for music, just go to soundsofchristmas.com and click on the tree or the player on the front page or on the Listen Now page. We play the best variety of Christmas music all year long. Well, except in October, when we play the best variety of Halloween music. Back in April, I started tracking upcoming Christmas concerts. I know that's early, but Amy Grant and Vince Gill announced theirs, and Catherine McPhee and David Foster followed suit right after. I have just over 30 different artists with Christmas tours on the way, and I'm sure there will be more. But now that we've gotten into the Burr months, things are starting to get really busy leading up to the new season of The Sounds of Christmas on November 1st, and to be honest, I'm not so sure I'll be able to keep updating that page at this point. So I thought I'd offer this up as a podcast episode running down the Christmas tours that I know of as of this recording. And before I get rolling, I want to apologize for any that I have missed, either because they were announced after this was recorded or because I just somehow missed them. Either way, it was certainly not intentional. As I mentioned, Amy Grant and Vince Gill are the first that I heard about. They'll be doing a dozen shows at the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville. I'm not sure how many years in a row this is for them, but they have become the first artist to perform 100 shows at the Ryman. Amy is also performing in the Christmas Together Tour with CeCe Winans and Michael W. Smith. When it was first announced several months ago, there were 9 dates planned, and I'm not sure if more shows have been added or not. In fact, that really goes for all of the artists that I'm going to mention. Things change somehow. Sometimes extra shows are added, sometimes they're changed, sometimes venues change, sometimes shows get canceled. Any of that is possible, and I hope that if you're planning on going to one of these, you go to the artist's website for the most up-to-date info. I'm pretty sure there aren't additional dates for the Christmas Together tour with Amy Grant, CeCe Winans, and Michael W. Smith, since CeCe will be hitting the road after this tour with her sisters, Angie and Debbie, for a string of concerts, starting in Austin, Texas, and running all the way back to Newark, New Jersey. Bella Fleck and the Flecktones are heading out for their Jingle All the Way tour, which actually will get kicked off at the Ryman the evening before Thanksgiving and run up to the Saturday before Christmas, where it wraps up in New Orleans. Chris Young is heading out for his first ever Christmas concert tour called It Must Be Christmas, An Acoustic Evening. This one starts in Cedar Rapids a week before Thanksgiving and continues until the week before Christmas. Colby Calais and Gavin DeGraw are co-headlining a Christmas concert tour running down the Pacific Coast, starting in Washington on December 4th and running all the way down to Los Angeles on December 13th. Danny Gokey and Natalie Grant are also co-headlining a tour. Theirs is called Celebrate Christmas, and it kicks off on December 4th in Clearwater, Florida, and wraps up a few days before Christmas just outside of Washington, D.C. David Arkenstone brings his Winter's Eve concerts to Colorado, New Mexico, and Arizona this December, starting in Fort Collins on December 2nd and wrapping up in Yuma on December 14th. For King & Country, we'll head out for another tour of their Drummer Boy Christmas. They'll kick things off in Orlando on December 2nd and wrap up with 5 shows at the Grand Ole Opry the week before Christmas. Gentry kicks off their Christmas tour on November 15th in Utah and continues until they wrap up in Dallas a few days before Christmas. Jane Lynch is taking her Swingin' Little Christmas on the road, starting Thanksgiving weekend in Bethesda, Maryland, and continuing to Santa Monica the week before Christmas. Jim Brickman has a few weeks of shows in November that he's calling Hits Live and A Little Bit of Christmas, but his Gift of Christmas tour actually starts the Saturday before Thanksgiving and continues until the end of December when he has 3 shows in a row on the last 3 days of December in Phoenix. John Barry will kick off his 29th annual Christmas tour the day after Thanksgiving in Sugar Hill, Georgia, and continue until December 21st. However, he will then appear on the Opry Country Christmas with Riders in the Sky, Mary Barnett, Charlie McCoy, and the Gatlin Brothers on December 22nd. Catherine McPhee and David Foster will perform an 8-date Christmas tour starting in Indiana on December 3rd and wrapping up on December 14th in Fort Lauderdale. Lori Bertner starts her holiday concert tour with two shows on November 22nd in Fairfield, Connecticut, and wraps it up with two shows in Tarrytown, New York on December 7th. Leanne Rimes is also kicking off an 8-date Christmas tour this December. Her Greatest Hits Christmas tour starts December 4th in New Jersey and runs until a few days before Christmas, wrapping up in Tucson. Leslie Odom Jr. will head out on his Christmas tour just after Thanksgiving, kicking off in Morristown, New Jersey on November 28th and continuing until 2 days before Christmas, where he wraps up the tour in Beaver Creek, Colorado. Lindsey Stirling kicks off this year's Snow Waltz tour a week before Thanksgiving in Reading, Pennsylvania, and she'll wrap it up a couple days before Christmas in Peoria, Illinois. Luminar Christmas is getting ready to head out on the Mistletoe Madness tour once again, kicking things off on December 5th in Wisconsin and continuing until a few days before Christmas with a show in Indiana. Manheim Steamroller will kick off their annual Christmas tour in Loveland, Colorado on November 11th. As in years past, there will be a green and a red tour crisscrossing the country, wrapping up the tour in Texas on November 30th. Mark O'Connor is hitting the road this fall with his tour called Mark O'Connor's An Appalachian Christmas, featuring Maggie O'Connor. It kicks off on November 15th and runs for just over a month, wrapping up with four shows in Seattle. The Motortown All-Stars are bringing the Motown Christmas show across the country this fall, starting in Wisconsin on November 11th and continuing until they wrap up on December 15th in Pittsburgh. The Oak Ridge Boys tour is called American Made Christmas, with 9 dates starting in Sarasota, Florida on December 4th and wrapping up on December 20th in Michigan. Pentatonix are calling this year's tour Christmas in the City. They'll kick it off on November 8th in Utah and continue to just before Christmas, where they wrap it up with two shows in Fort Worth, Texas. Sarah Brightman will kick off her Winter Symphony tour, which features an orchestral choir along with some special guests, which haven't been announced yet. It starts in Ontario on November 26th and wraps up in Dallas on December 21st. The Squirrel Nut Zippers will start their Christmas Caravan tour on December 3rd in Rhode Island and wrap up in Tucson on December 21st. Stephen Curtis Chapman kicks off his Music of Christmas tour the weekend after Thanksgiving in Longview, Texas, and wraps it up on December 11th in Davenport, Iowa. Straight No Chaser will be heading out on one of the most ambitious and longest Christmas tours. Their tour, called Holiday Road, starts with the first of over 60 dates in Findlay, Ohio on September 17th and runs continuously through November and December before wrapping up on New Year's Eve in West Palm Beach. Susie Boggess kicks off her Swingin' Little Christmas tour in Tucson on December 4th and wraps it up in Decatur on December 19th. Tonic Solfa is gearing up for their final Christmas tour, which is called Wrap It Up. They start on November 13th in Minnesota and wrap up the Wrap It Up tour on December 20th in Des Moines before a final show on December 30th in St. Cloud. Tony Hadley is kicking off his Christmas Big Band tour in Glasgow on November 23rd and wrapping up at Symphony Hall in Birmingham a week before Christmas. And finally, Trans-Siberian Orchestra will kick off their tour called The Ghosts of Christmas Eve, The Best of TSO and More on November 13th in Green Bay and Council Bluffs. Once again, they will have two groups touring across the country, and they'll wrap the tour up on December 30th with shows in Fargo and Washington, D.C. And that's all I have, at least at this point. Please keep in mind that this kind of info can change, and it can change often. I'll put a link in the show notes to the tours page on the Sounds of Christmas website that has all of these concerts listed with links for each of the artists so you can get up-to-date info and tickets. Thanks so much for listening, helping me share some Christmas spirit, and for continuing to support the Sounds of Christmas station and podcast. I told you how to listen to the station, and you're already listening to the podcast, so my work here is just about done. All of our episodes are available on the Sounds of Christmas website. Just click the podcast tab. And we also have a Linktree page that lists most, if not all, of the sites that stream the Sounds of Christmas podcast. So you can click on that, find your favorite, click on over, and then subscribe, and you'll never miss another episode. If you have comments or suggestions on this episode, previous episodes, or the Sounds of Christmas Station, feel free to reach out to me on social media or through the website. And if you're listening to this episode on your phone, you can also click the Send Us a Text Message link and connect that way. Thanks again, and may you always believe in Santa Claus.